a bit of praise about the pace of farm bill implementation from one Mike to another, from Texas Congressman Mike Conaway to Michael Skews, Agriculture Department Undersecretary.
Thank you for all the great work that RMA and FSA and your team has done, and we are truly thankful for the hard work.
But, as often happens in congressional hearings, an opening thanks usually turns to this.
You know, what have you done for me lately?
And lawmakers did have some criticisms, quite a few having to do with livestock-related portions of the farm bill. First, let's take dairy and the farm bill's new and yet-to-be-unveiled margin protection program for dairy producers.
Talking to dairy farmers in my area, especially the smaller ones, they have no idea that this margin insurance exists.
Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson said he's worried that with many producers seemingly in the dark about the new program, participation might be low. Secretary Skews had said that the plan was to not do a lot of outreach until the program details were worked out and educational tools for producers distributed. But Peterson suggested maybe a letter should go out soon to producers,
saying that there's a margin insurance program coming. These are the rates that are in the statute. You know, we're going to be finalizing the base issues and so forth later on, but just so they understand this is coming.
Congressman, I'll take that under consideration. I will go back and look at it and see if we can do something about getting notification out to the dairy producers.
Meanwhile, the USDA committee working on margin protection program is meeting to iron out final details of the program. On another issue, lawmakers praising USDA for implementing the Farm Bill's livestock disaster programs in record time, 60 days, having already paid out well over $1 billion to producers. But, again, several lawmakers said there's still a huge backlog of applications, especially in big livestock states that have suffered drought for the last 3 years. Secretary Skews said USDA is doing what it can on that.
We're looking at not only hiring temporary staff and reallocating resources within the state, but we've also put together jump teams from other states that don't have livestock to go into those states where we do have a backlog and try to deal with that backlog and get it taken care of as quickly as possible. So we've used a combination of things, temporary staff, reallocation of resources in-state, and jump teams from other states to help us get through this.
He said it's a big job when you're dealing with 1 year of applications and payments, a massive one when you're dealing with 3 years of them all coming at one time. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.